In fact, it goes on and says, lying is his native tongue. Just like English is the native tongue in the States, and how French is part of the native tongue in France. And just like Cantonese and Mandarin are native languages over in China, the same thing with the adversary. His native tongue is lying. So on his application, it says language, lying. Because he cannot tell the truth. In fact, it goes on to say, he is a master of deception. What does deception mean? It means he will lead you into error if you listen to him. In fact, it says he's not just a master of deception, glory to God, but he also says he's a father of lies. He can't tell the truth. Even if he wanted to tell the truth, he gonna lie. They should have called him Satan. Is his last name Satan Lie, because he lie. But guess what? That his lie never supersedes God's truth. His lie never supersedes God's truth. And one of the biggest lies he's using in the world today is this. And it's one of his greatest tactics. Remember the wiles of the adversary. One of his greatest tactics is this, that the adversary uses is to try to convince you and me and the whole world that he's not here, or that he does not exist. And in fact, some people believe that he's just a figment of our imagination, just a representative of evil, not understanding and not realizing he's a very real person. In fact, it goes on to say that he wants to convince you that he's not here, and that it's not him who's behind all the chaos. Remember in John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says this, the thief, talking about the adversary, talking about the devil, he only comes to do three things. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. So you already found out he's a murderer, you already found out he's a liar, and you're finding out he's a thief. Why? Because he steals, he kills, and he destroys. That's what his MO. He wants to steal your identity so that he can kill your purpose, so he can ultimately destroy and keep you from the life that God had for you from the very beginning.